As the local economy rebounds right now from the pandemic, the shutdowns and the slowdowns, there is one issue that threatens to stall things even further, the issue of crime. Businesses can choose where they locate. They can choose when they reopen and where they open. Film scouts, if they're looking for movie locations and things like that, they can choose, too, where to go. So the question that keeps coming up, I'm told, is it safe? Is it safe to do this in Chicago? Jack Lavin is president of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. And I want to ask you, Jack, are you hearing this, or what are you hearing in regards to businesses asking that question about the safety situation in Chicago?
Yeah, Anna, thanks for having me on. And I think you just said it all. I mean, the top issues that I hear from our members right now are property taxes and public safety. And really, for public safety, it has such an impact on economic recovery, economic development, investment decisions. You know, we want conventions to come back, business travelers, leisure travelers. We want workers back in the office, but they have to trust that public safety is there and it's happening and it's there. And not just in the downtown, but in all the commercial corridors. You know, the Mag Mile, the Loop, Near North, Fulton Market, they employ more than 33% of the jobs in the city of Chicago. But people are afraid to come downtown, and we need to make sure that we are all working together to make sure that there can be a trust in public safety.
Are you hearing that, though, in private conversations? I saw there was an article, you were quoted in it. I don't know if this was part of your knowledge base, but they asked about film industry executives and people who are scouting for film locations who have been asking and inquiring about the crime situation. Is it okay? Can we set up shop right on the streets of Chicago? Is it okay to do that? Will we feel safe? Those are the kinds of conversations you're hearing are happening, would you say, Jack?
Yes, these are the conversations we're hearing from our members. You know, Chase Bank had an employee in the Near North area killed. We hear people coming back that are trying to attract films here, and a lot of questions from film company executives about, is it safe in Chicago? So this is something that's making national news, global news. We have so many great assets in the city of Chicago. Airports, higher ed, K-12, diversity, a great workforce. Condé Nast just called us the number one big city. But an issue that we have to address, and we have to address now, is public safety. And we commended the mayor on her budget. She's putting resources in for public safety, longer-term programs for violence reduction and youth jobs and mental health. But we need a short-term plan to fill the vacancies. There's 1,000 vacancies in the police department. We need a short-term plan to fill those vacancies as soon as possible. And then let's talk about the deployment of the assets. Where are these police officers going? There was a strategy earlier in the year, earlier in the summer, with a SWAT team of 1,000 officers. That took those officers out of the neighborhoods, and then they deployed them based on crime that was happening. That was one of the criticisms with the Ella French death. But now that policy has changed. We're putting people back in the neighborhoods and back into the districts. And we need to keep doing that. We need to fill the vacancies. And we also have to have communication and collaboration. The business community needs to understand what the strategy is, and everybody needs to work together. The police department, the state's attorney, the judges, the mayor. We've been talking to the faith-based community and civic leaders along with us as business leaders. We all need to work together, and we need to communicate what's happening, what's the strategy, what can we do so we can stop this record number of carjackings, expressway shootings, and the increase in homicides and shootings overall.
Yeah, Jack, I appreciate hearing from you. I'm hopeful about our city's future. It's the best city in the world, hands down. And I think it takes exactly what you're talking about, the business community coming together with the faith community, the political leaders, and everybody to come together, work together on these solutions. That's the way it happens. And I'm certainly glad you guys are doing that. So thank you for keeping us posted.
Sure. And we have a great city, and everybody wants to help. So, Anna, you're right. We just need to communicate and collaborate. And we have the greatest city. We have all these great assets. I'm the head of the chamber.
Right.
I got to be optimistic. But this is an issue that everybody's talking about. It's I hear it all the time. It's increased in the amount of stuff I'm hearing about it from our members. Mm-hmm. So it's an issue we need to address, and we need to address it now with an immediate and urgent plan.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Jack. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Sorry, Dana. Thank you.
Talk again soon. Jack Lavin is the president of Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce.